And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and Happy New Year! And welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And we have a couple of great guests. Well, our good buddy and co-host, Corey Sandin's here. And the one and only, the man, the old man, Jack Soule from MC Swim Baits is here. We're going to be talking some good fishing, some calico fishing, and a lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app. Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. First show of the new year. What a great one this is going
to
be.
Absolutely. Looking forward to 2021 and kick 2020 in the butt.
Get out of here.
Totally. Although we'll take the fishing.
Yes. Yeah. Correct. Exactly. We'll take fishing, fine. Everything else you can have.
Yeah, for sure. But what a great way to start the new year with our good buddy Corey Sandin and co-host Corey Sandin and the one and only Jack Soule. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Yeah, Jack. So we saw that fantastic article that was written in the Bite magazine about you. And you've been the kind of the silent but deadly type. And I thought, well, you know, it's about time. I've known Jack for decades, and it's about time we had him on the show. So called Corey up. Of course, he's a pro staffer. You always see him working in the MC Swimbait booth up in Long Beach. And it's just great to have you. It's an honor to have you here. The man, the calico man, Jack.
Don't tell my wife that.
Okay, so when was the last time solo over to San Clemente Island?
I think a couple weeks ago.
And Jack, how old are you?
I forget, but I think 85.
And you're going solo in a skiff over to San Clemente Island.
You know, you can drown with two or three people. It doesn't matter how many you got. If you're going in, you're going in.
You are the man. I mean, you are the guy that people should just like. You found the fountain of youth.
Huh.
And what's the secret?
Trying to get to the bathroom when I get up in the morning, that 20 feet to the bathroom door, I have to just sort of push off. And once I get there, I'm all right.
You're good. All right.
After I'm up a while, I loosen up and I'll be fine.
Yeah.
That's cool, buddy.
So what's up? So you fish pretty much exclusively swim baits, right?
I don't think I've ever fished bait in the last 20 years.
No kidding.
Unless I go on a long-range boat,
then I
fish bait.
And in that, we were just looking at that great article, you had a 100-pound wahoo on the Royal Star.
Yeah, that was a while back.
Yeah.
But I've got several big wahoo.
Yeah.
And they're a fun fish.
Caught a lot of big tuna, right?
I've got, I think, five over 250, 270, two over 300.
Two over three?
I got a bunch over one.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah. A 100-pounder, that's nothing for you.
No.
Yeah. You still like pulling on tuna?
No.
No.
You'd rather
pull on a 10-pound calico bass.
I'd rather pull on calico bass. In fact, the last tuna trip I went on, I handed everything off to my grandson.
There you go.
Yeah. So speaking of 10-pounders, how many 10-pounders have you got?
I had four or five.
You know what's crazy? Listen, you ask how many he's had. How many have you had in the last 6 months?
The last 6 months have been real good. Three.
Come on.
Three 10-pounders?
I've had one.
Come on.
I would have swore it was 10, but it was 9-15 on the scale.
Oh, my gosh.
But all at once, I just got into a big fish bite.
Wow.
In fact, we thought it was a yellowtail, and we had the gaff, and all at once, I said, it's brown.
Wow.
get the net.
Wow.
But we bring them back from the island and turn them loose on the federal breakwater.
Oh, no That's kidding.
Just to screw up people's days, you know?
you throw them in your tank, and you put them in the...
Yeah.
You relocate them, huh?
They get bit on the breakwater, they haven't got a chance.
That's great.
So if you get a 10-pounder on the breakwater, there's no way you're catching
No.
it. Huh?
No. I caught one. My first one was on the breakwater, but he made the mistake and run out instead of in. And but if you get him closer in the rocks, that's it.
Yeah. Wow.
That's cool.
Wow, that's cool. So what's your favorite bait?
I mean, your favorite bait from the get-go has been a 5-inch, just a standard 5-inch swim bait on a lead head, which is crazy.
Straight lead head.
Yeah.
I want to have eyes on it. I glue eyes.
Lead head?
Yeah. Even when I buy
Are
heads,
they colored?
Brown. Or silver. Brown or silver. And, they can quit making the rest of them.
Yeah.
And there's two colors he loves. One is... Namesake of his boat, which
the
is
Rockhopper.
Rockhopper.
The Rockhopper.
Which is a brown back with red glitter in the bottom. Okay. Very, very simple.
That's mostly in the wintertime. Yeah. In the summertime, when it's hot and sunny out, I'll fish that.
It's called the Blue Grunion.
The Blue Grunion,
it's a favorite of
the
many.
One you were going to bring me some down here.
Exactly, right? So, in the same batch, listen how cool this is. The same batch I'm going to make for you. I'm going to make for some of the listener. Whoever wins the gift pack, we'll get to that in the end. But
right.
Somebody will be receiving the same batch. How about that?
Jack's favorite.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
You know, I went to...
So two colors.
Two colors.
That's it.
I got some other ones I fish, but when it bites wide open, I don't care what color you throw in.
Yeah.
But when it's tough, it's colors.
So we're talking about fishing... A couple weeks ago, last week, you fish calico bass in the winter?
The winter's the best bite.
Is it?
To me, it is.
Yeah? And you're fishing pretty much the islands, that's it? Or do you go fish coastal, too?
I fish coastal, too.
Yeah.
In fact, we went to go to the Catalina here last month, and it was too rough. So I just turned the boat and went up to along where the old marine land is, below there.
That's Benny's secret spot.
We had a good bite.
Yeah?
And... not many big fish. Most of them are 2 or 3 pounds. That's big.
Oh, darn.
That's cool. That's so cool.
What's it have to be a big fish to Jack Soule?
I don't know. I don't keep many fish, but I like them about 3 pounds. Yeah. That's good eating, good filet fish.
Oh, so you eat some of your friends?
Oh.
Yeah?
I've always got fish in the freezer.
I like it.
Calicos are probably the best eating fish there are.
Well, they are good.
They are good.
But once they get over 3 pounds, they're just not.
No. They get tough and stringy and mean. They look at you in the boat like, you know.
I dare you to take this hook out.
Yeah, right, I dare now. You to take this hook out. I'll bite your finger off.
That's right.
So if you catch a 6-pounder, is that a good one or nah?
That's a 6-pounder. It's a good fish.
That's a good, okay, all right. Just making sure.
A lot of guys that catch 6-pounders call them 10 and 12.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They pull up and they say, yeah, I got a 10-pounder. I ain't a 10 guy. And they won't talk to you anymore.
Jack came down and fished with me about 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about right. It was kind of tail end of summer and, you know, fall, and the water was down to 64 degrees or something like that. And we had a photo worthy, like 6, 6 1/4 pound fish. And that's like photo worthy for you, right? I mean, but not.
What's amazing about that trip is we left and he went down the beach and hit every spot that I fished. I mean, that shows you that the guys that know where the bass are, the rock piles are. And then he took me out in the weeds somewhere. It was new to me. And, you know, you throw the plastic on top of the kelp and it'd float. And I thought, what the heck's going on here? And they'd bump it, and finally they'd get it.
No kidding.
And then he big fished me. You know, I had to jerk a couple of them off so he'd win.
So you don't fish the weedless at all?
Very seldom.
Very seldom.
I fish a lot of weedless between the weeds, but I don't throw them in the weeds like he does.
I have a funny story for you. So, it's all standard 5-inch swim bait pinned on lead head. So me giving him some beautiful 7-inch weedless, which go on a weedless style hook with a spring in the front, he took those. Well, okay, these are cool. This is the right color, guy. This is the right color. Literally, a pair of scissors cut the head off so it would fit on a lead head.
And I put a long shank lead head in them, and they work great.
They work, yeah.
And I fished them on a tuna boat for tuna, and they tuned, love them, and yellowtail love them too.
That's great.
Yeah. That's good stuff. So what's the secret for winter fishing? We're in the winter now. Water's cold. How do we get calicos to bite? And where do we fish?
First off, you dress warm.
Yeah, that's important.
And the calicos are in the same spot. I usually start probably 30 feet of water and like to fish in to the beach. If it isn't biting there, I'll move out. And the last time I was out the water, they were 60, 70 feet deep where all the fish were.
Wow. You just find out, do they actually hang at a certain depth at certain days?
Yeah.
So once you find them, you stay in that depth?
Yeah, halfway.
Uh-huh.
Because one thing that's good about salt water, you got a trolling motor, but in a freshwater lake, you have to use a trolling motor all day long to move. On salt water, I see which way the kelps land, go uphill, and fish, let the current bring you down, and I fish the current.
Yeah.
And you'll hit a ball spot where nothing, and then all once you get in the kelp, you catch a couple nice ones and turn around, go back up the line, come back down again.
You said something important, current.
Current.
How do you fish the current?
I just fish it.
Yeah.
You got to go with the current, but fish.
So if you look at an area of kelp and you notice a current's going, let's say, like into the beach from right to left, how do you approach that area of kelp?
Quiet.
Right? And that is important. Well, that's another important thing.
Very important, yeah.
You don't go blazing in there.
Oh, right? I see guys come and charge in the beach and throw it in reverse and throw the anchor out and can't figure out why they don't catch fish. I don't think I've ever used my anchor.
Yeah.
Stealth.
So you're just drifting with the current. Are you fishing down current or are you fishing up current? Yeah. So in other words, when you're drifting with the current, are you throwing the way you're traveling, right?
Sometimes. It depends on who I have with me.
Okay.
Like guys like Barry here, I mean, Corey here. He likes to throw right over. He'll hog that.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not? I mean, it's every man for himself.
Yeah. Okay, when Jack and Corey are together on the boat, who fishes the front?
I give it to Jack, 100%.
Yeah, I had the boat. But also, he had the dog up there. If you get out of line, he puts a dog on you. Okay. Dog bites.
Straighten you right up.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't mess with that dog.
No, that dog, he's a killer, man.
Nala has to get her chops on every fish that comes on board.
Oh, yeah, she bites them all.
Yeah.
You turn loose, the guy picks them up, and he says, what's this fish got dog bite marks in it?
So what size lead head are you fishing?
1 ounce.
1 ounce. Never heavier, never lighter.
Sometimes I'm fishing, very seldom, bay bass, I'll fish 3/4 ounce.
Okay.
And somebody here a while back gave me some ounce and a halfers I've been fishing. I put painted them and put eyes on them, and I've been fishing them in deeper water.
Okay.
Ounce and a half.
But
day in and day out, you like a 5-inch swim bait with a 1 ounce lead head.
That's it.
I love it.
And no weed guard or anything?
No. Just, I cut all the weed guards off. I buy them. What's them head?
Well, it's Efren. So when Efren gives you, supplies you with the war baits.
War baits.
But
he's on my list. He hasn't given me any baits in a year.
Oh, boy. Afrin's on call.
That's because you cut the weed guards. Yeah.
But here's a funny thing. He's mentioning exactly what I do with them. Yeah. And I tell Afrin that the first thing I do is take a pair of scissors and cut the weed guard off. You do the same thing.
I take them home, take the needle nose pliers, and pull all the weed guards out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you do the same thing, Corey?
I do. I mean, I
think they swim me. They even swim better.
They do, yeah. But the 90%, for me, my mindset, the 90% of it is the weed guard is 10%. The 90% is the eye, the hook, all the way forward.
The placement.
Yes, the placement of the eye. Yeah, that's the majority.
The placement of the eye.
Well, on a standard old traditional...
Like a triangle lead head.
Triangle lead head, the eye, the hook is set back halfway, and with it being set back, it collects all the debris at the nose of the bait. So
the lead head's like a triangle,
right?
A triangle lead head, and with the hook eye at the back of the triangle, when your line is attached to it, pulling it forward, it almost acts like a Rapala,
right,
where the nose of it dips down and it gathers everything that gets in front of it. With the war bait, like he's talking about, the hook eye is at the very, very tip top of it, so it's like it's the opposite. It's an upward angle, so it's coming up and over everything instead of grabbing hold of it.
The war bait also, the eyes are inset a little bit.
Yeah.
And there's some lead heads, I'll buy a bulk pack of them, and if the eyes are inset, you can put the eyes in there where they don't catch as much.
Ah.
But
you think eyes make a difference?
Yeah, you never seen a bait fish without eyes.
Yeah. They're looking back at the fish, they got to have something to look at, right?
Yeah, I mean, them fish look at, the big bass will look at that and say, he sees me, but I'll sneak around the other side.
I love it.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. You want to talk calico bass today?
Oh, man,
these are the guys right here.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, it's going to be a great time. And so stoked to have Jack and Corey and talking fishing. What a great way to kick off 2021, talking some great fishing with a couple of really fun guys. And going to be a great one. If you want to join us this morning, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Cookup this morning. We're going to be taking your phone calls, having lots of fun. And, man, I know this is going to be a very busy morning for that fun text the show option. If you've got a question that you'd love to hear from Jack, you'd love to hear from Corey, give us a text via the Let's Talk Cookup app. As we always say, super easy to find anywhere. You could get an app for your phone, whether it be the Google Play Store or the App Store. Just download the Let's Talk Cookup app, totally free. It's a great way to listen to the show, keep up with everything that's going on with Let's Talk Hookup, and you can just punch that button and text into the show your questions. Not only are we going to be taking your phone calls and having fun this morning, we are giving away such a great prize. And Corey kind of alluded to it a little earlier in the show, but Corey, tell us exactly what the big winner at the end of the show today is going to have.
So $150 worth of MC Swim Baits, maybe a t-shirt or hat in there too, but
Can I get in it?
Right, exactly. And so some of the stuff that Jack likes, I'm going to make a batch for him. Whether, you know, both the rock hopper and the blue grunion are his favorites. So I'm going to make him a batch, but part of that batch is going to be toward the winners, Rick.
That's so rad. So a custom picked MC with as if you were making for Jack, because you are. You're gonna make Jack's batch, and then the winner's gonna get samples of that same thing.
There it is.
How cool is that?
Authentic.
Dude? I love it. Well, again, if you want to get your shot at that great prize, or way better yet, just your chance to talk to Jack and Corey, 213 area 432-1090. And when we come back, we're gonna be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjacks, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Having a great time this morning. Phones are already packing up. Again, if you want to get through, join in on the fun. 213 area code 432-1090.
All right. Starting off the new year right with Mr. Jack Soul and Corey Sandin talking MC Swim Baits and some of our favorite kind of fishing, calico bass.
Yeah, no doubt.
Winter calico bass fishing. Makes me want to go.
Right?
Yeah, for sure. Just be careful right now because it swells up. Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's that time of the year, too.
Yeah.
I think Jack can give us the warning about being too close and tight with
gotta
the
be
swell,
careful.
For sure. Yeah.
You got to be careful.
Yep,
no doubt about it, for sure. Well, let's go ahead and jump to those phones.
You got it, buddy. How about we start it off this morning with Matt? Matt's calling us from La Mesa. What's up, Matt? Thanks for getting us started here at the phones on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Happy New Year to everyone. I hope everyone had a safe New Year, and we look forward to a prosperous 2021. Question, what are some of the better colors to fish, the calicos and sand bass in the wintertime that you guys recommend?
Jack?
Brown baits.
Yeah.
And,
brown,
and a sardine pattern.
Now, why brown baits and sardine?
On cloudy, overcast days or at night, I fish the darker baits, and when it's real sunny, I fish the lighter baits.
Like, what would be a lighter bait? Corey, you've probably...
Like the blue grunion.
Yeah, the sardine pattern.
In the winter, too?
Winter, too. Fish don't know the what year it is or what time of year it is.
I think one of the key ingredients too, this time of the year, kind of the term low and slow, you know, going lower and going
deeper.
Slower, deeper, and you're more oriented to structure. With that in mind, a lot of the brown baits with the orange belly, orange and red glitters are really a key, I think, and, you know, being close and tight to the structure, whether it's crab or whatever you're imitating, you know, that orange. Orange just seems to be a super key color. You think, Jack?
I orange is good, but I see orange heads, I want to just croak.
Yeah.
I don't know why guys paint yellow and orange heads, but that's all right. But, you know, one thing everybody forgets, they get in their boat, they handle the gas tank, they put oil in, they pick up lines, and they touch the baits, and the baits smell like an old gas can.
Yeah.
I carry soap in my boat all the time, and every half hour or so, I'll squirt a little soap on my hands and wash my hands real good. That makes all the difference in the world.
Really? Do you use scent on the baits?
Hot sauce or any butter?
I've got it in the boat. I still had it. I don't think I've ever opened the tube.
Yeah.
But getting that oil off your hands is really important.
You use that oil on your hands, gasoline on your hands, and they say, well, I don't do it. You handle the boat lines, and the boat lines you got have been laying on the deck. You're walking on them. Just, you got to have clean hands.
Yeah,
and it makes a difference.
Corey, you described like the color that the rock hopper is, but not the blue granny. What you know, if somebody's kind of walking into their shop or you know local shop where they're going to find some MCs. How do they know what color? Like, what's the description of that blue granny?
It's usually the empty bin.
Yeah,
it's a soft powdery blue, grayish blue back with a key lime lateral line. And then a clear silver flake bottom. It's a very simple but fishier than heck color. You know.
The reason I started fishing them, I'd be at the island, and all of a sudden you'd see this come boiling out of the water, and the yellows would be after them, or the bass.
Yeah.
So that'd give you an idea right then. Sardines, you know, get a sardine pattern on there.
Yeah.
That blue granny, it for sure is, though. Like, when you look at all the baits, like, man, that, it's the... It's almost like the least colorful, and that's what makes it the best looking. You know, I mean, it's damn near translucent in the water, just in like it's very water-like colors, a little bit of clear and a little bit of flash. But man, that's what a bait looks like when you look in the water and see a smelt darting by. It's like it's not neon green and it's not neon red. I mean, that thing looks like a bait fish.
And when you roll it in your hand in the sun, you see the flashes of blue and key lime, and it's fisher.
It's so good.
So now you're talking about fishing a little deeper in the winter. You're going up to an ounce and a half lead head, or are you sticking with the ounce?
I'll go to an ounce and a half, like over at Clemente. There's areas over there that go out shallow for a quarter mile. And then there's other areas where you get more than 50 feet off the beach. It's 100 feet deep. And a lot of times you just have to look around and see where the fish are. If you got a meter on your boat, you can find them easy enough, you know.
Yeah.
Jack, you've certainly been through, you know, the before, during, and after. Do you like to fish with Spectra on your reel, or do you still like to fish with mono? I mean, you certainly were fishing calicos when Spectra wasn't an option, and now it is. How do you like that part of it?
I love Spectra. All right. You know, I fish the 65, and now they got the 65 where it's about the same as 30 used to be.
Right.
But
yeah, that's the Max Quattro, the Power Pro Max Quattro, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any of that. You can tip the boat over trying to break it loose.
Yeah.
And another thing guys forget is they have a lead head on, they get snagged. And with that Power Pro or whatever it is, you can absolutely straighten the hook out. And then they take the needle nose and they bend the hook back. Well, they've taken all the tension off that hook, and it'll straighten out. You get a good fish. Or else they don't
throw that hook away, is what you're saying?
Throw it away.
Yeah.
It's had. You might get away with catching a couple fish on it, but you might get that one you've been waiting on all your life, and he'll straighten the hook out.
Wow. So are you tying straight to the Power Pro, or are you putting a leader on?
I use about a 4-foot leader, 3 or 4.
Of what?
Mono.
Like 40 pound, 30 pound, 60 pound?
I fish 40.
40, yeah.
And once in a while I'll fish 30. And I was fishing, what's the stuff you can't see?
The fluorocarbon.
Fluorocarbon.
I've gone to two rods, one with mono, one with fluorocarbon. I cannot tell the difference. I can the fish is the same. So if you want to go ahead and spend $25 for a little spool of fluorocarbon, go ahead. I'll fish a big spool for $5, and it works just as well.
You get a little better abrasions resistance with the fluorocarbon, though.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter to Jack. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call
this
morning.
You got it. Well, hey, we had a fun text come through. Again, if you want to text the show, just download the Let's Talk Hookup apps. It's Big Dave was listening from Ladera Ranch. Where does Jack like to attach the eyes to the lead head? Where do you get them from, and how do you get them to stick?
When you buy them, they come with a sticky on the back, but it doesn't work.
Okay.
Go buy and buy the instant glue, and you just put a drop of glue on the lead head, drop the eye on there, and lay it on the counter. And then a little while later, turn them over and do the other side. And you can't get them off. They're on there to stay.
That's it.
But
any particular eye, just like a standard eye?
If they're round and got a black dot in them.
Okay. Not a red. You're not going to use a red eye?
I use silver and black.
Silver and black. Okay, all right. Very good. Good question.
Once in a while you can get them where you can put them cross-eyed, you know. And fish really go for them cross-eyed baits.
Oh, my.
There you go.
Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to John? He's calling us from Escondido this morning. What's up, John? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Happy New Year.
Thank you, John.
I got a comment and then a question. And so my wife, Cindy, and I, we went one last time, 2020, and went hooping. Normally we go out San Diego Bay on the jig strike, but we went over to Catalina at a 22nd Street Landing on the Triton, and we had a blast. But we were hooping in 250 to 300 fathoms of water. Oh, my God, right? Cindy has six keepers, 3 pounds plus, on the first pull.
We had
a blast, and but highly recommend it if anybody wanted to go over there. My question is, what's your favorite rod and reel setup to fish, and do you like to fish the boiler rocks?
A good question, Jack.
It is a good question, and I've got all kinds of rods and reels, and I've given most of them to my son-in-law, but whatever you're comfortable with. I mean, I see guys say, well, I bought this bass rod. I said, it doesn't say bass on it. You can't catch yellows on it? It's just whatever feels good to you.
So what feels good to you? What's your go-to stuff?
I don't know.
Like a 7 to 8 foot.
I fish a 7 foot rod.
Yeah.
And
7 foot rod, not an 8 foot or just a 7 footer.
I've got 8 foot rods, but I fish 7 foot.
Seven footers, okay.
On bass.
And a 300 size.
That was going to be my question. I know, Corey, you like to fish, you know, Corey, I feel like you oftentimes like to fish as small of a reel as you can get away with. You know, I always hear you talking a lot about fishing 200-size reels and a lot of, you know, a very common size for guys, maybe slightly more common as a 300, and some people like the real big reels, the 400-size bass reels. Like, what do you guys like for your reels and your bass reels?
Personally, you know, the 5-inch weedless and that kind of stuff, lighter, you know, 40-pound leader and that whole thing, 200 tranks by far. It's just
200
easy.
200 tranks. That's your
reel. But
such a great reel.
Going to the 8-inch slug or going to the 7-inch weedless, hands down, the 300 tranks. And that's the moneymaker right there. So it's 300, 200. Like even the shallow water rock fishing, it's a 200-size reel. I mean, you can hold over 300 feet of 20-pound spectra. Mm-hmm. And so you don't need anything that heavy. And Jack's kind of the 300 size, right?
Yeah, I fish mostly 300.
Yeah, check 300.
And I've had a couple occasions where I had guys in the boat and I'd see yellows off the side boil and the guy make a cast over there and just get annihilated. And I'd say, boy, that was probably a 6-pound bass. Well, really, it was probably about a 40-pound yellow. Yeah. That's how you get them to use heavier line.
Yeah.
So a lot of times guys will fish, like, in fact, you see calico. It's a 7-6, 8-foot, the calico-style rods. You just feel like you have more control fishing a 7-footer or just don't need to cast that far?
No, you don't chop the antenna off the boat. I've had more guys.
Okay.
My antenna used to be an 8-footer. Now it's about a 5-footer because every time I take somebody out,
I take a couple inches
they
off.
Whack the top of the antenna off of them long rods. So
yeah.
It doesn't matter. It just
you don't have to make that long cast.
No, you don't have to make that long cast.
And let's be real too, with a 7 foot rod and a reel, you know, as nice as a Tranks and a you know and a 5 inch chunk of MC swim bait and a 1 ounce lead head, you can still cast that thing a mile.
I know. I mean, I just like the shorter rod. You don't have to cast that far. I get guys that wind up and just fling that thing and almost empty the reel, and you can't only tell when you're bit. You're so far out.
And yeah. There's a lot of things between here and there. You know, if you hook that one, if you hook your 10-pounder at the end of a cast, there's a lot of stuff between you know where he bites and where the boat is for him to get into before.
The biggest mistake guys make, they haul off and wing that thing out there a quarter mile, and then they lift the rod tip, set it down, lift it again. They throw like 40 foot of slack in the line, and then they close the bail. And as the lure is sinking, you see the line on top of the water jerking, jerking, jerking. Where I want to say, hey, you're getting bit, dummy. You know, and they have no idea. And that bass grabs it and a couple bites on it, and it spits it out, and it tastes like plastic to me. So that's the biggest mistake guys make, throwing slack on the line when they ought to keep it tight. Now, you can let it sink if you got your thumb on the spool and keep a little tension where you can.
With
Spectre, you can feel them. The minute they touch it, you can feel it.
Yeah. So what your key is that throw it out there and maybe just put it in gear right away?
Well, you're not putting gear. At least put your thumb on it.
Put your thumb on it so you know what's going on.
And if you want to let line out, you can let it out, but you can feel everything that touches the thing. You aren't lifting the rod tip and throwing 40 foot of slack in the line.
What percentage of bites are you going to get on the sink?
Of course.
Just about all of them.
About all of them, okay. All right.
Once in a while you get a couple little ticks on it or just smaller fish.
Coming in.
But the bigger fish...
always bite it on the sink.
It's in their mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The little fish, you get them on the lip.
Okay.
But them big fish usually open their mouth to get the lure out.
Yeah.
In fact, I've seen it come and go out the gill plate.
Wow.
Where they've eaten it and it's gone out.
Oh, right through. Wow. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on the water. We're going to head south, find out what's going on in the Baja with the cast man, Richard Castaneda. Today, that catch report sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky. Good show, boys.
Having fun, Cast.
Thanks, cast man. Happy New Year.
Hey, I was going to tell what's that? Yeah, Happy New Year to you guys. And just want to let Corey know, man, we're only 3 weeks away from El Salto. And don't forget, Corey, we need to get some of those MC swim baits down there. And, of course, I know you're going to bring me a few extra, more than you ever.
Getting close. No, he's going to give them all to me, and I'm not giving you any.
Oh. Gee,
I'm just kidding.
Man.
Just kidding, Cass, man. I'm looking
Amigo.
Forward to that trip. I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait to get out of here, go down there.
Yeah, me too. I got a fresh report from Patrick G. He was down there at Cabo fishing this last part of the December there, and I think on New Year's Day too. But he fished with our good friend Dick Lanfield on his private boat, and they fished a couple of banks outside of Cabo there, the Morgan and the Potato. But he reported just so many striped marlin. I think in a 4-hour period, they had like 46 hookups and released 41. Plus, they also got into a bunch of wahoo, nice wahoo, up to 40, I think 45, 46 pounds were the biggest. So some, you know, things are happening. Those striped marlin are moving down from that Mag Bay area, and they should be, actually, they're there now, but more numbers will be coming as they slide down, and you'll find them at the Golden Gate, and then, of course, out at the Jaime, and then they make the turn and into the Sea of Cortez as we get into the late winter spring. But some striped marlin going on down there. A few tuna, from what Patrick said, some football-sized fish. But the wahoo, here again, I got a fresh report from Baja Bob Lewis out of La Playita. He indicated that probably one of the better wahoo seasons we've had in years down there. And he said a lot of small fish, but there's some, they, you know, they're pulling a 40, 45-pounder out of there. But he said really good wahoo fishing this past week. And they got some nice quality Dorado, too, in the mix down there. But he said, I guess Cabo, a lot of tourists in town right now, you know, down there for the holidays. And everybody's practicing, you know, the COVID things we got to do to keep that doggone bug away from us. So, but anyway, otherwise, great fishing down in Cabo, and it's going to get better as we get into the next few months, last of the winter and of the spring. So look for a really good season down there. But that's a report. Not much from the other areas. I haven't got anything from Mazatlan, Ixtapa, Zihuatanejo, Cancun. So hopefully we get into the winter there, more people going down. We'll start getting some fresh reports down there. But that's the report. Anybody wants to get a hold of us, give us a call at Cast Tours, 800-593-6510, or on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Awesome, Cast, man. Great report. Sounds like some good fishing still to be had down south, and a great opportunity to go down and get warm, man, thaw out from this cold weather a little bit.
Oh, it sounds like fun. I hear all these reports, like that report from Patrick G. It's like, I want to go.
Yeah,
man.
I can handle some of that right
now.
Cast, great job, buddy. Appreciate it very much. We will look forward to talking to you next week.
Take care, boys.
Thanks, Cass, man. Appreciate that. Man. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Phone lines are packed up. We got a bunch of great texts coming through. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
It's a fact. Shimano produces some of the finest fishing reels for our Southern California sport fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We have a complete selection of Shimano saltwater reels like Talica, Speedmaster, Trinidad, Torium, and Tranx reels. Plus, we have all the best Shimano lures like Flatfall, Colt Sniper, and Orca. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano product for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels or big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, good times going on in Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, and Jack Soule and Corey Sander from MC Swim Baits, and really a good time. And a really good, here's an interesting MC Swim Bait question for you, Corey. And let me just find it here from our text. Of course, you can text us through via the Let's Talk Hookup app. As always, just download our app, and you can see text the show. And as always, it's a one-way text. Mm-hmm. We can't respond to you, but always always appreciate those. And I think this is a good one from, we love hearing from the ladies too. This is from Betty Bellflower. It says, I've been fishing fish traps and big hammer swim baits on the wall. What makes MC swim baits better than others?
You know, and it's not that they're, I don't know, in my opinion, it's not that they're better. It's not that they're, you know.
I think they are.
Well, I mean, it's still to this day, people have heard me say it. I'm sorry if you're getting tired of hearing it, but it's me and only me that are making
right.
it. Right. So when you
hand pour every one.
Every single one. So fish trap's not around any longer. You know, I think it's been, what, like 15 years or so?
It's been a while.
It's been a while, yeah. And prior to that, so, you know, Jack, you heard it earlier, Jack's the Barry, and that's, he originally was with Barry and Fish Trap,
right.
and then Barry stopped making them, and he's been with me ever since, 12, 15 years.
So, let's ask Jack, what makes you fish MC swim baits?
Because I get them for nothing.
I mean, there it is.
That's an honest answer. But, no, I was fishing
so
before.
So if I gave you some, like, gulp or something like that, you'd fish those instead?
Not really.
Yeah. No, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I give a lot of stuff away to the kids and the neighbors, even other fishermen I meet down the ramp, you know. They ask, they come up the boat, how'd you do? I said, we had a good day. Well, we got one fish. What are you fishing? Where'd you get that thing? You know, they guys come up with them with god-awful looking lures and wonder why they can't catch fish.
Well, let me take a stab at it just from having a tackle store standpoint. And we carry a bunch of different baits. And just like Corey said, he's way too humble. Can they, will they, do they all work? Of course. But there is no question when you do a spin around the, you know, we have a really cool display down at Fisherman's there. And the sheen and the color and the fact that there's not a touch of overpour, and there's not a bit of this color separating from one or another. Like, everyone is perfect every time. And not everyone is ever exactly the same. You know, they're not coming out of an injection machine. Like, they're poured by hand. There's never a little bit of extra plastic on the tail. The top's never kicked off. When you've had them in your bag for a day or for a year, they're not slimy and oil coming off of them. They don't break down. And Corey somehow has it figured out that the plastic is as soft as you could ever want it to be, without being so soft that you still get some longevity out of your baits. I mean, that's not to say that...
He's figured out the magic formula.
Yeah, that's not to say that a rogue calico won't bite your tail off on the first one, but let's be real. An MC swim bait is going to last you plenty appropriate long on fish, where there's others that are so soft that they just come apart right away, and there's others that are so hard they don't swim right. And Corey's just got it. He's got it figured out.
I appreciate that, Rich.
It's the truth.
But listen, there are a couple other brands. There's Artificiables, which you carry.
Sure.
And seriously, only like two other shops carry them, and it's a local family. They have made baits longer than I have, and I think the swim bait thing probably about the same amount of time. Really, he used to pour plastic worms, and super good guy, Art. Frank, thank you. Yes,
Frank and Jeannie.
Very nice family.
Yeah,
okay, very good family.
Jack, Big Sale Dale's family.
You know another thing? I use glue. Okay. After I put all my heads on, when they're on right, then I back them off, put a drop of glue in there, and push them back
what
on.
What kind of glue?
I don't know what kind it is. It comes in a little bottle.
There
are several glues on the market, but I can fish the same lure sometimes, and at the end of the day, it's just trash.
It's still instant glue, though.
Instant glue.
Yeah.
And the lure is just totally wiped out, but it's still on the hook.
Mm-hmm. That was a good call, though. Not that you skipped over, but something that somebody should listen to is you put the bait on first and make sure that it's straight as an arrow and everything's right.
Then you
put the glue on.
Then slide it back a little bit, put a drop of glue on that shank of the head, and push it back up and let it lay there for a while.
That's it.
That's a good tip.
And it makes all the difference in the world. Unless you get in them god-awful barracuda that bite the tails off.
Yeah, pain. But it seems so simple what he's telling you, but if there is any separation between the bait and the lead head, and I'm telling you, like an eighth of an inch, if there is the most minimal separation, they won't eat it. They just don't. It doesn't look right. They will not bite it.
And it doesn't swim right.
Yes.
This would be a good question for both of you guys, is how critical is, you know, whatever you want to call it, the perfect alignment of the hook on the bait. You know, I mean, everybody's pinned plastic on a lead head before and had it be a little crooked, or the hook comes out a little tall or a little short. Do you need to back it off and make sure that it's done right?
You've got to back it off and get it on straight. All you got to do is look at it. If it's got an S curve in it, you don't see any bait fish swimming around with a bending their back, you know.
And I think a tip, too, that'll help people is if you're stringing that point of the hook right through the center of the bait to where you want to come out in the back, where the things go wrong is where you're pinching it between your forefinger, you know, your fingers, your finger and your thumb. You're pinching the bait and bringing the hook through it. Then it's going to be pinched on this. So just gingerly. Don't squeeze the love out of the lure, you know.
So just like really gingerly.
Really gingerly
put the hook through. Don't squeeze it
tight. If you squeeze it, then you're going to have a puckered up section rigging it.
That's a good tip.
Very good tip.
I mean, that's one of the things I see.
Good stuff. I've had guys out where they string a bait, and I look over, and they got the hook out the side. I go, what the heck's he doing?
That's wacky.
But all at once he's catching fish, so I just start putting out the side of the head.
I think that's the way you rig them for halibut.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump back in the phones.
You
They're
got
packed
it.
Up.
Yeah, that they most certainly are. How about next up, we talk to Dennis calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Dennis. Welcome to the show.
Well, Happy New Year, guys. I hope this year is better than last. I got to get out fishing, I'm telling you. But I have a question for your guest. Someone showed me a trick some years ago out in the harbor, and it's using a swim bait with a orange belly. Now, I checked your website out. I'm colorblind, so I got to have help with this. I saw one that's called a Halloween. Do you have one that's better for that? Because it picks up all kinds of bass and just cast it out, let it hit the bottom, and then it just kind of slowly bumps along and they pick it up. And what do you think the bass think it is?
Well, the Halloween does have an orange belly. That's one of the orange bellies. There's you know, half a dozen of the colors, that Halloween being one of them, that have that orange belly. And it's just... It's a key ingredient in getting bit. And if you put your mindset into some of the most difficult things that you could think of a fish, the most difficult things that a fish would have getting a hold of, the muscles. You break muscles open, they're dark and dingy on the outside, but you break them open to bright orange. If you, a clam, razor clams, if you look at in the surf, the sand crabs, the ones with the orange eggs, get bit like instantly compared to the ones that don't. Orange is just a very key color in the inshore, from surf fishing to bass to any of it. There's the pregnant smelt color, key lime back, hologram flake in the bottom that has an orange egg sac in it. I'm telling you, if you use that one for halibut, it is a key color, period.
And what size?
The bite trigger.
Well, it doesn't matter the size, really. 5-inch is probably most standard, like Jack likes to use, you know?
I don't fish the bay, period.
Period. he doesn't like spotties. He doesn't like halibut.
It's too close.
I love it.
It's too close. You don't have to go 50 miles, right?
The yellowtail are secondary.
What am I, a wuss? Look at here.
Yeah, it's all about calico bass. And really, you know, it's like myself. We owe our passion and our love for what we do, and I could speak for a handful of people that just probably Ben Florentino, Jim Decker, all these guys that love inshore fishing.
Yeah.
If they don't owe their gratitude or their, you know, just like a bow to Jack and just say and thank you, they definitely. I mean, Jack is the man in all of our lives. Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
And as our article says, the salt.
Yeah, the salt.
Yeah.
Still doing it at 85.
Yes. Benny Florentino and Roger Eckert.
Yes. And Roger was the manager at Save-On for 20
years. They fished for me a good 12 years.
Okay.
Wow.
And finally they decided... I'm going to get in my own boat and get away from this old guy.
But. So let me ask you a serious question here, Jack. God forbid... What if you catch a sand bass? Then what?
I'd just burn the boat.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Dennis.
That was great.
Oh, such good stuff. You see what I mean?
That's great.
This whole stuff, even though I can't, I'm trying to gather myself, but in the Bite magazine, it was... In that article, Justin Reynolds, okay, he's another one that just loves the passion of fishing calico bass. And like he said, the romance, if you read the article, it's a romance about fishing in shallow. And and it's just, we all owe a bow to Jack Soule, honestly.
That's true.
Cool. Yeah.
I just like to fish with guys that like to fish. I mean, there's guys that just like to fish. They don't care if they don't get anything all day long, but they're fishing.
Yeah.
And it's just fun to be out there. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Just being with your buddy and enjoying the ocean and all that it brings.
If you can't get hooked in the finger, you want them all bleed a little bit, you know, and fall down on the boat. That's why I got the knee brace on. I fell on the boat.
Yeah.
Coming back from the Sacramento Victory at Sea time.
Yeah. How big is your boat?
20 foot.
20 foot.
That's it. Like, wrap your mind around that.
Wow.
And by himself going to Catalina and Clemente.
I made a deal with my girl, so I wear a vest and I wear the kill switch now to the ignition.
Okay.
Where I used to go.
So if you fall overboard.
Well, I used to go to the bathroom running 30 knots, you know.
Oh, shoot.
Hang on. And just go. Now I stop the boat and I wear a kill switch.
Oh, that's good.
Look at you. Yeah. Mr. Safety over here.
I made a promise that I will not go over the side anymore unless I've stopped the boat.
Oh, man. Let's go ahead and jump back into it, Rick.
You got it, man. Well, a fun text came through. This one's from Robert King in Simi Valley. What's Jack's personal best, biggest calico, and what did you catch it on?
It was a 10+. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, what do you think your biggest calico ever?
I mean, 12? Like 14?
I think I had one that was kicking 12.
No kidding.
12. That was a long time ago.
Was it in a tournament? Or
that was on the federal breakwater on the outside.
How'd you stop them?
That was the fish you were talking about that made the mistake and went out instead of coming back.
Yeah, that was Randy Humphrey, and fishing with Randy Humphrey, who's gone now. And I figured who else was in the boat. But I tried to show them. They just said, "No, you got a big one. So what?" You know, they were sort of upset.
And it was 12.
But that was my biggest.
That was your biggest fish. And what'd you catch them on?
Was it on a swim bait?
On a swim bait.
So at that time it was one of Barry's fish traps.
It was not on Barry's fish trap. Not on yours.
Worm King.
Who's the guy?
Was it Worm King?
No, them. I can't even think of his name.
No.
It's. Not a scampi, you're close.
Yeah?
What's the other one?
Well, we're talking,
but it was a curly tail.
It was the one with four tails.
Four tails?
Two short ones.
Mojo?
Like a hula grub?
Oh, I already know. It's and there's going to be a couple friends of mine, Ed Sarek being one of them, that's going to thump me on the head because I can't remember. Creepy Crawler, they I'm forgetting. Maybe
one of our listeners.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, you got me intrigued, man. I love that.
I can't even think of his name right now.
All good.
I had a stroke about 12 years ago. Wiped out everything.
Jack,
not everything.
I hope to be half of what you are when I reach your age, my friend.
Hey. Oh, I hope to reach his age.
Hey, I checked myself out of the hospital. 4 days in the hospital. Called Roger. Get my boat. We're going to Mexico. We're out of here. Went to Mexico. We was down about 30 miles below the hotel, and I forgot everything. I said, "Hey, bud, where in the hell are we at?" And he goes, "Oh, my God." Brought me home. I left my boat there. Two guys that I didn't even know brought my boat back 3 days later, and I was down for a couple of weeks and finally snapped out of it.
Okay. But back in action now.
Back in action.
All right, I like it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup, including finding out what's going on in the water. We're going to talk to some great buds. We're going to get the catch report. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Capresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. And we really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than the Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.